Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I'm J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will here, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn as well. So, the Chicago thing, we try to make sense of it. Andy Dalton, 1 year, $10 million from the Bears. He could get another $3 million in incentives. You hear all the vitriol there as we come in from the break.
I only laugh because he has a great relationship with Bill Lazor, their OC. I don't care, yeah. Alan. I don't care. It's not the answer.
It's got to be an awkward place, too, if you're Andy Dalton, though, because you signed this deal. You got a raise. And you got a chance to be the number one quarterback. It's not like in Dallas where you knew going in, I'm going to be the backup, right? So it's like, hey, I'm getting another chance to start. This is great, good momentum. And then it's like, let's see what's going on social media. And it's just hate. Like, for him, it's got to feel weird.
Well, it's not on Andy Dalton. No, I don't put this on Andy Dalton.
That's what I mean. It's not a shot at him as much as it's a shot at the franchise.
It's just going to an organization that is extremely poorly managed and organized. And, you know, we just had Olin on before talking about this is higher than Matt Nagy. This is higher than Ryan Pace.
Yeah.
Like, the chairman and the CEO need to step in here and say, you are no longer running this organization. We actually deem the importance of the future of this organization to be way more important than actually your short-term thinking in order to keep your job. That's what you're weighing. Short-term thinking to keep your job based upon the long-term outlook of the organization.
Olin Krutz is with NBC Now Sports in Chicago, does their games. He's a six-time Pro Bowler with the Bears, and he had a lot of heavy –
he knows a thing or two
say about that franchise when we had him on earlier.
I mean, you guys ever been in a meeting and somebody's talking over your head and you're trying to keep up, but you just can't because they seem like they know what they're talking about, but you're not sure. So you just take their word for it. That's how owners are with general managers and coaches that can put a lot of fancy stuff on the board and talk about what they've done and their resume. And what happens is you can over-talk and talk over the top of the heads of ownership sometimes because they're just not – they don't know what they don't know, and they don't want to admit that they don't know. That's why you see all these owners going out and getting these groups that come in, and they basically just take money from them, these groups, these hiring groups. You know, you remember when the Jets hired – what's the coach they hired? McCagnan, when they hired McCagnan. Mm. They went out and he ended up –
Casually and Wolf.
And casually basically talked over the head and end up hiring somebody that they had connections with. So they didn't do a fair – search. They just made sure that they took care of their boys because they knew they can talk over Woody's head. So that's what's going on, and that's what goes on in a lot of organizations. These guys are great businessmen, but they don't want to admit that they don't know. Because they run their business as well don't mean that they know enough to run a good franchise. Mm.
You can play against Key J and Z on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket. Download the Tournament Challenge app and search KJZ or Barton Hahn or both. So we were talking about.
I'm signed up and I'm ready. By the way,
yeah, I saw
I'm destroying
your bracket
people
together,
left and right. People better make sure they bring their A game when it comes to this bracket stuff. Whatever way you need to do it, you pick your mascots, you pick your favorite colors. I don't care. I'm coming at everybody. Let's go.
Jay's already talking smack.
I'm going. Whoever has a mascot over 50. So like, was it
a mascot
was
over
it,
50?
Yeah, was it Mary Jean? What's the one with the?
Sister Mary Jean for Loyola Chicago. She's two times over 50, man.
That's how I'm picking
she's my... not the mascot.
I thought she was.
All right, that's two things right there. Two things. You basically described the way Bart described a woman of the cloth was wheelchair.
Hey, man.
A woman of the cloth.
Wheelchair. He went this, like wheelchair.
Hey,
and then
man.
She's 101. We don't want her traveling to Indianapolis. We want her to stay home.
So I guess we're not
no,
going to
I think
have
she's traveling.
Is she traveling?
Yeah, she's traveling.
I believe so. Yeah,
she loves the spotlight. She loves the spotlight.
She loves her team. Let's not say
man,
she
man, they were losing.
She loves the spotlight from God.
No,
let's just say that.
No. Remember last time? I'm not going to let Mary Jean off the hook. Remember last time when they were losing? She left early. You don't leave early. If you're a true fan, you stay there to the end.
Come on, man. She's trying to make sure she gets out of the way of all the people in the stands.
Man, ain't nobody going to run over Mary Jean. They ain't trying to go straight to hell.
Oh, my goodness. Habitual line stepper. Get in there, Alan.
With that said,
in there, Al.
How can we get back to football? Because there is a franchise that is making some serious moves so far in free agency. The New England Patriots continue to spend this one on tight end Hunter Henry. That's another tight end they spend on. 3 years, $37 million, 25 of it guaranteed, according to Adam Schefter. So remember, they added Jonnu Smith. They added Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne. So Hunter Henry gets the fourth most guaranteed money for a tight end. Fourth most.
Yeah.
Behind George Kittle, Jonnu Smith, and Travis Kelce. The Patriots have now spent $137.5 million in guaranteed money on free agents.
Yeah.
Now, it also doesn't include Henry Anderson's deal, which is not completed yet, or at least not reported yet. So, Bart, when you look at what the Patriots are doing, they will go after two tight ends in free agency and spent big there. What does that tell you?
Well, one, it shows me that Bill has no patience for a slow rebuild. He's like, listen, I don't care about building through the draft. You know, sounds like a guy that's near the end of his ropes, like, hey, man, you know, I maybe got two, three more years in me before I hang it up. Now, he may be a lifer. He may decide to move up because at some point he has to give Josh McDaniels his world because he promised to give him his world, and he wants to make sure that the world isn't on fire. But when you look at what they're doing, they're building their team to be a rugged team, right? Remember what the Patriots always been about. We're smarter than you, right? Remember when they played the Ravens, they had the legal formation. The Ravens didn't know how to line up, who was eligible, who wasn't eligible. Right. They're a team that's always prepared for the situation. And what they're doing is building their team to be able to run the ball, play action, tough defense, and take shots down the field. That's why you bring in two tight ends. You know, you spend money not on one tight end, but on two tight ends, right, so that you can control the personnel game, right? Because now you look at what they did in Tampa with Gronk, with Brate, with O.J. the Juice Man. Well, remember who started this with Algie Crumpler, with Aaron Hernandez, and with Rob Gronkowski. It forces teams to have to figure out how you're going to choose to defend. Because if I go come out there and say, hey, well, these guys are receiving tight ends that can block, now I have to say if I come out with my three wides or come out with my sub package, they're going to run the ball down my throat because they have a 260-pound man blocking my 185-pound nickel. If you decide to come out there and stay out there with your linebackers and safeties, now they're saying, hey, we're going to spread the formation, break the formation, and I bet you your linebacker or your safety, no matter how good and how athletic he is, can't stay with my tight ends. So they're saying, hey, we're going to play that game. And they're like, well, why did they spend so much money for Nelson Aguilar? What is the one thing that Nelson Aguilar does great? It was not catch the ball. That's not the first attribute you think about, right? But remember another guy that really couldn't catch the ball well that made huge plays for teams was Ted Ginn Jr. He was a guy that had inconsistent hands, but he can take the top off the defense. So now Bill's saying, hey, I'm going to make you defend the entire field. Because now not only you have to defend the field horizontally, you have to defend the field vertically. So now it's so much more space. And now guess what? I have a running back at quarterback. I have a guy that has led the league in rushing before. I got a guy that is tremendous. Even last year, 12 touchdowns, you know, as a quarterback. So now it's 11 on 11. And guess what? I'm going to let my guard go, and I'm going to go back and get Baby Huey, you know, Trent Brown, and trade for him and have Isaiah Wynn have two big tackles on the outside that I can bludgeon you and shorten the game like the Spurs used to do and make it ugly. Right, and that's what Bill is saying. This is how we're going to win because we don't have a quarterback that we can trust to open the whole field up and say, hey, go back and drop back 30 to 40 times and beat us. Cam Newton's going to be throwing 24 to 30 times a game.
He's building the team for the attributes that Cam Newton is good at.
Right.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But it puts a lot more pressure on Cam Newton. Now you have the weapons.
Yeah.
Here's our system. You had a year with our system. Now we have the weapons. We have the depth at the tight end position. We have wide receiver targets now. We have guys that can take advantage of people over the top. No more excuses. No more excuses. Now, people question Cam's arm. Well, okay, let's see it in certain spots.
Well, Cam is just a stakeholder, right? Because Mac Jones, or they're going to go get his replacement.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's more pressure on Cam. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're building a team
for Mac Jones.
Well, for Cam to be successful this year, but also for the future.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the system.
That's it. It's the system, and then you get the pieces that fit the system, and that's the way it's going to go. And I think that we remember Belichick, one of his biggest criticisms of Brady, he wanted to run more. Like, he wanted that, and that's why he loved Jimmy G, because Jimmy G had that ability. And so maybe he's finally getting that team that he wants, and he's building it
Brady finally heard him because he said that's what he's going to work on this offseason. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to run now.
Uh-oh.
He says, oh, love that. We're asking at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to be part of the conversation, so call in. Who has the worst quarterback situation in the NFL and why? That's what we need to know. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn in with Jay, coming to you live from or high above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So the Bears have a bad quarterback situation. I think we can agree on that. But is it the worst in the NFL? We'll discuss that after Jay has this from CVS.
At CVS, we look for savings for you. From coupons and insurance coverage to low cost options. Earn up to $50 in extra bucks each year just for filling prescriptions. Come in or call today for a free prescription saving review at CVS. That's healthier made easier. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacists for details.
John in Oklahoma, we got to run. What you got?
Jay, he's one of my favorite point guards watching college. Key.
Thanks,
great,
man.
Consistent career. Saw it with my Cowboys, luckily. It was safeties, not seagulls, when you went over the middle or you went and got 800 catches. Zubin, great personality. Great job of leading the show.
More from Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
You really feel Michael Wilbon.
Yeah, Mike, I feel the same way.
Bart Scott Allen
got me
hot.
Yelling at 6 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m. I don't even
Bart
know what time
hanging.
It is. Sorry.
Hanging, kicking it with Jay Will today. And yes, the news in Chicago, Andy Dalton, a one-year, $10 million deal, another $3 million in incentives to be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And they did have, or at least a pursuit of Russell Wilson. How real was it? Yeah, that certainly remains to be seen, but it is not something that was going to happen no matter how much they were going to give up. Basically, what Adam Schefter is saying is that Russell Wilson is not available at this time. That could probably mean that the Bears didn't have anything we were interested in, and he's one of the teams that – or they are one of the teams that was on his list. So I look at that as you don't have a plan. Like, all right, I'm going to give everything I can to get Russell Wilson. That ain't a plan. Because you don't know if he's available. It's different if it's a free agent. You're going all in on the free agent. That's a plan. But it's not a plan to just chase someone who you think might be disgruntled and want to force a trade. So when we talk about the leadership there, we've already talked about Mitch Trubisky and making that deal in the same draft that had Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Other mistakes that he has made. Michael Wilbon, you heard a little passion there from him. Let's hear a little more about the hierarchy of the Bears.
Ryan Pace chose Trubisky in a draft. He moved up to get him ahead of guys named Watson and Mahomes. Now he's choosing Dalton over Trubisky, who he drafted. Trubisky, who has a record of 29-21, for all the grief Trubisky takes as a starter, this is a disaster. And it doesn't mean Dalton is the worst guy in the league. It doesn't mean that. But this is a franchise that's 102 years old. And they've had like four quarterbacks you'd want in the entire century plus of business. And this guy, Ryan Pace, should be fired if this is all he can do. And his coach, Matt Nagy, because he didn't want to coach Trubisky, he wanted to pine away for his days as an assistant in Kansas City where he had Mahomes as a redshirt. He should be fired.
That was called a knockout punch. That was that knockout bell. Yeah.
End of the round.
It's not Glass Joker. Glass Joker.
But it was strong. It was a strong take. Now look, now as you're looking there, there's their quarterbacks.
Look at this.
That's what you've got.
Completion rate: Trubisky 19, Dalton 28. Total QBR: Trubisky 25th, Dalton 27th.
If this defense is as great as they've ever been, if their defense is as great as they taught them as, then hell, they should be able to go to the AFC Championship. That's what we did.
So
Bart, Baltimore.
Let's try to figure this out. Then is Chicago the worst quarterback situation in the NFL right now? We've asked the listeners, but we're asking you. So give us your top five worst quarterback situations in the NFL right now.
Okay, my top five. Before I get to five, I want to go to my honorable mention first,
because
you always got to have an honorable mention. And my honorable mention at number six, I guess what you can say, would be check down Charlie himself. And that would be Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. They don't have a plan going forward. Big Ben, death by a thousand paper cuts. Check down Charlie. Doesn't push the ball down the field like he used to. And if he gets hurt like he has in the past, guess who you go to? Dwayne Haskins or Mason Rudolph. Good luck with that one. So number five, I'm going to the city of brotherly love.
Ooh.
Jalen Hurts and Nate Sudfeld, it is bad and it is tragic right now. Listen, the guy is athletic. They're going to have to find a way to win defensively. I don't know if they can get it done, but I tell you what, I don't have a lot of confidence in Jalen Hurts, a guy who has had his spot taken from him in college. So that's my number five.
Number four.
I tell you what, man, you talk about Tyrod Taylor as your answer. The guy got his lung punctured last year. Bad luck, got his spot ran, never got it back from the rookie. Now he goes in a situation where Deshaun Watson is disgruntled, a team that doesn't have a lot of weapons, a team that is in disarray right now. Deshaun Watson is going to be the elephant in the room. He's going to be a distraction. He's going to have to answer questions about that all season. Tyrod Taylor, all money ain't good money, but I ain't mad at you, brother. Then I go number three. The Mile High City. This is a team that a lot of quarterbacks would love to have the weapons that they have on the outside. And now you have Drew Locke, who just can't get it done. They tried to double down last year. He's a great kid. I love the way how he's rapping Jeezy on the sideline. But I tell you what, RIP in the voice of Jeezy, because this guy's on here walking the mile. Then number two. I'm going to go to the Washington football team. You got a 50-year-old quarterback that's played for 10 teams. You know what I'm saying? He's out there. Ryan Fitzpatrick is his name. Sometimes Fitztragic. But he's just good enough to make you barely make the playoffs and lose your job. I don't know if in this time, when you think about that division, they would have an opportunity to win, because the best quarterback in that division is Dallas. And like Stephen A. always says, that's a train wreck waiting to happen. They have a real opportunity. Won the division last year. Fitzmagic could get them there, but you never know when Fitztragic is going to show up and Tyler Heineke, a guy behind him. And then number one, Jay Weezy's favorite team, the team that just makes him want to gouge his own eyes out. You have Nick Foles and the Red Rifle himself, Andy Dalton. You have a Super Bowl caliber defense, you have great weapons on the outside, and you have no guy pulling the trigger behind center that can get it done, that sparks fear in any defender's mind. So the Chicago Bears is my number one most tragic quarterback situation in all of the NFL.
You actually were pretty nice. I feel like we have an aging defense that is slowly losing its window. I feel like we have a horrible offensive line. I feel like there are no weapons that they really have besides Allen Robinson.
Well, Tariq Cohen's coming back.
Okay.
You got 25
Who's
tight
throwing
ends.
The ball
you
to them?
You drafted 25
Who's throwing
tight
the ball
ends?
To them? And we have ineptitude as far as it relates to management. So between the Bears and the Giants, I'm in a great place.
But you know what? When we talk about the Eagles, he mentioned the Eagles, and I thought what's really important there, though, to point out is that at least Nate Sudfeld got that experience late in the season that they could really get a good look at him. You know, that I thought that was a very important part there because now that they really seen him and know what he can do in a meaningful game. No, you don't see that.
It was interesting too, Bart, because you said all money isn't good money for Tyrod Taylor, right?
Yeah.
And think about that
for
Tyrod Taylor and for David Culley. I mean, their head coach taking that job, all money isn't good money.
Yeah.
It seems like that's a setup situation. Guys that are trying to move past or inheriting a scenario which is really bad to begin with. And watching David Culley's interview the other day, it was, once again.
It was uncomfortable.
But that's Nick Caserio and company allowing him to be put in that position to begin with.
Well, the general managers and team presidents, they're able to hide because they don't have to address the media. I felt like watching David Culley go out there was like watching Dusty Baker take over. Like, listen, I wasn't here for the cheating scandal. Maybe it's just a Houston thing. But, you know, you got these guys out there that they got to take all the air roles for the general managers that get to hide behind the fact that they don't speak to the media. They only have to address them once or twice a year.
Mm. Let's take a couple of calls here on this list. Let's go right now to the Windy City. And, Antoine, are the Bears the worst, Antoine?
You know what? I'm not going to give them the worst because that whole situation that's going on in Houston right now, regardless, you got Deshaun Watson. He may be out of the door, but still any quarterback or any team, any guy that has talent that's going to that team is going to have to worry about the dark cloud that's over that franchise. But what I will say, I follow you guys. I watch you guys show every morning. Huge shout out goes to Keyshawn and his family and everything that's going on. Huge prayers going out for him. But what I want to say about Chicago is that this franchise has had a dark cloud over its head ever since they let go of Lovie Smith back in 2012 when he had a 10-16 record. Yes, they didn't go to the playoffs, but you had a coach, you had a system, you had a culture that was in play. And when you let that go and you bring in somebody like a Trustman who didn't have – he didn't have that respectability here in the NFL, more so in the AFC, more so overseas. So, as a disgruntled Chicago Bears fan right now, it's like all of this news is like telling me that I'm going to a great steakhouse and I'm wind up going to McDonald's. I mean, like, great, I'm still going to eat, but at the same time, it's like it's not the meal that I wanted, and I'm waking up frustrated like every single other Bears fan this morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Are you a Fighting Alumni fan as well? Because Lovie ruined the Fighting Alumni as well. But Lovie's back. Guess where he landed? Houston. Man.
It's a good point, though. Let's take one more here. Chad in Texas. Who do you have as the worst quarterback situation in the NFL, Chad?
Well, I think I'm a huge Broncos fan, and I think I can make a case for them being number one. And I was going to check with you guys to see – put on your GM hat. Do you think there's any play at all if we were to package Drew Lock, Von Miller, and our ninth pick overall we got this year and try to get Deshaun Watson away from Houston? Because right now we're in the – I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
I'll tell you what, Chad, that is the one team that I think keeps coming up in the conversation with Deshaun Watson. It's as if
the weapons
he has
crazy.
Not said anything publicly, but a lot of people, especially there are some players that have said this too, that believe that that is a place that he would want to go to. And, Bart, as you said, the weapons certainly are a big part of that. Let's take one more. Anthony in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anthony.
What's up, Ant?
How y'all doing today?
Doing good, brother. How about yourself?
Hey, listen, I'm doing pretty good, man, on my way to work. But listen, the first thing I can say is I think it's the Pittsburgh Steelers because of one, you got the Statue of Liberty that's quarterbacking for you because they can't move no more. Let's just face it. He can throw, but he can't run anymore, which really decimates the running game because at least when he used to be able to run, you still never knew who would have the ball. But then also what puts the Pittsburgh Steelers in a bad situation is because their franchise has so much faith in their coaches. Even if they fail one or two seasons, they still hold on to them. So the question is going to be, if this thing keeps going downhill, how long are they going to stay with Mike Tomlin? And then with the quarterback, like you said, he got to go to Dwayne Haskins. Now, Haskins in a different situation might do good with some good receivers, but now that the Steelers lost all the defensive players that they got, they can't rely on that defense now because it'd be Ben or nothing.
Well, the crazy part is, you know, I think you can. You know, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season, so I don't think his job is in jeopardy. He deserves the job security that he's has. Yeah. Now, should he have won more than one Super Bowl? Maybe with the talent, right? He had the three B's for a minute, and they were in their window that open and closed. But, you know, he's one of the most respected coaches in the game to me. I can't say anything bad about Mike Tomlin. I'm a Raven.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, people should understand how significant that is.
Yeah.
It's just so funny sometimes how we live in the midst of that, this moment where it becomes such a bigger – this team was once 10-0. 11-0. 11-0. Like, nobody was complaining about Big Ben when they were 11-0. Yes, there were certain aspects of his game that you wish he could be better at moving out of pocket.
We're only complaining about his money. That's what you complain about, his cap hit. That was the complaint more than anything. But he is getting older, obviously, and now it's a matter of really what's going to be next for them going forward. But you're right. There was a time where they were 11-0, and we were talking about, are they a true – Super Bowl contender. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. Bart Scott Allenhahn in for Key and Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today. Find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Let's get Louis Riddick's perspective on this and the problems in Chicago, and maybe even what do you do if you're the Jets now with Sam Darnold and that number two pick. We'll get all that coming up next. But first, we don't have any. No. Well, you know what? We'll get to that. There's always one for show, guys. Always one for show. We'll do all that after SportsCenter coming up next.
Boom.
I knew there was something, and it's me. Allenhahn with your SportsCenter right now. Trent Williams agreeing to a deal with the 49ers. The NFL's top free agent returning to the Bay Area. Diana Rossini reporting Williams and the Niners deal, 6 years, 138, as Bart would say, schmillion.
Schmillion.
He's the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history of the 55.1 mil. Guaranteed. 30.1 is a signing bonus. Bart, you have a problem with this?
He's 31 years old. No, we got the same financial advice. I'm happy for Trent. That's my guy.
You're happy for his financial advisor, too. But still, for Trent Williams, that's a big, big deal. If you're an offensive lineman, you know you're going to get paid now as well. All right, on to the NBA. Did you guys see this? Damian Lillard scored 50. The Trailblazers rallied past the Pelicans 125-124. So Dame hits the game-winning free throw. Dame time. That gave him 50. Zion then missed a shot at the end. The Blazers rallied to beat the Pelicans. Of the 50 points, Dame scored 20 of them in the fourth quarter. It's his 12th career 50-point game, tied with LeBron James, the fourth most since the NBA-ABA merger. Pelicans have 11 losses now when leading by double digits. Sixth loss when leading by at least 15 points. But Dame Lillard is a show. You just have to make sure you're up late enough to see it.
He will never get the recognition that he deserves until he leaves Portland. Let's be honest about it.
We'll talk about that in a bit. But how about Andy Dalton? Will he get any recognition in Chicago? He signs a one-year, $10 million deal, according to Adam Schefter's sources. Chicago did make a very aggressive pursuit of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, but the Bears were told that Seattle is not trading him at this time. So you got to wait. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum. Make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. All right, Louis Riddick joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear. Celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings, visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. All right, Lou, can we just go right to the Chicago thing? Because I just the question, and we've been battling this out really for the first hour and a half of the show, trying to figure out, I guess, how people stay employed when decisions that have been made are on your resume, and it starts really with the Trubisky decision. While you have a draft where, of course, in hindsight, you see Watson and Mahomes were also in that draft. But I'm going to ask you this instead. Put on your GM hat. You're in Chicago. Mm-hmm. How do you fix that problem? It's the mistakes have already been made. How do you fix that problem when you have a defense that is as good as the one they have?
Well, how do you fix it right now? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can. That's why they made the swing and took the swing for Russell Wilson and are probably going to continue to take the swings for Russell Wilson and or Deshaun Watson until they're until we absolutely see the whites of the eyes of both the Houston Texans and Seattle Seahawks management. And by that, I mean we see the season start and those two guys are still playing for those two teams, or at least under contract to those two teams. Because absent getting one of those two guys, this is a steep uphill climb for Chicago, man. And they know that. That's why they've been trying so hard to get a player of that caliber at the position, because they know this. Number one, their offensive line, I saw them last year on Monday Night Football. Their offensive line is not good. It just isn't. Look, they were also trying to get Trent Williams to play tackle for them in Chicago, because they saw what happened when they had a stationary quarterback like Nick Foles back there, who just couldn't get away from the pass rush because he was constantly just under siege over and over again. And you saw what happened to David Montgomery. So they needed a guy who's a creator. Now, what's interesting about that is Mitch Trubisky is more of a creator than Andy Dalton. Mitch Trubisky obviously is more of a creator than Nick Foles. And he was a guy who could survive behind that offensive line because they changed everything that they did from a passing game perspective. It became more San Francisco-like. It became more L.A. Rams-like. A lot of move the pocket, a lot of play action, a lot of design boots, a lot of designed rollouts. And that's why they needed a guy like Russ or Deshaun, because they also know this. They have problems up front. And they need a guy who can do things when everything goes off script and gets sideways. And Russell and Deshaun are the best at doing that. Because they have A-Rob there, and they have Darnell Mooney there, but they need more weapons also. So again, this is why they were swinging for the fences. Now you got Andy Dalton, who is by nature a conservative quarterback who doesn't want to make mistakes, who wants to hold on to the football, who when he does make mistakes, they're catastrophic. Everything else has to be perfect around him. And the Bears just aren't set up that way. So they're going to have to keep swinging at one of these guys until they absolutely tell him, leave us alone. Because I'll tell you this, 2021, it's an uphill climb. And Matt knows that, Matt Nagy, and Ryan Pace knows that. That's why they've been trying to do this. That's why they've been trying to pull this off some way, somehow. Because none of the other options were going to be good enough. They just weren't. I don't care if it was Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, whoever it wasn't going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. And that's why now Chicago Bears fans are sitting there going, you know, people are just like going, what do we do now? Do we already start looking to 2022? Lewis, maybe you do. I don't know.
You have a practical mind. You're reasonable. So I need you to answer a question for me. If I'm Ted Phillips, if I'm the CEO or president of this organization, and I'm saying, hey, you guys have a year to make this happen. If I'm thinking in the best long-term interest of my team, how is that in the best long-term interest of my team for a guy like Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace, who will then try to force a round ball through a square peg in order just to make it happen this year to save their jobs? That's not the best long-term interest of my team.
Yeah, I think, you know what, Jay, well, look, I think subjectively, you know, depending upon how you view those two guys and how you view this situation, I think you could back it all the way up and I think ask the question that a lot of Bears fans are asking right now is, well, why did you bring them back in the first place? I mean, why didn't you just go ahead and start over from scratch and really start building for the future this offseason already? And there were people who had already asked that question. There was a lot of people who were asking that question already when Ted Phillips and ownership got up there and they had that postseason press conference and basically gave a lot of explanations that many people thought weren't explanations at all. They were just getting up there and just talking and just taking up time. And then, you know, everybody was just moving on like, hey, well, we're done here. We're just going to keep on going. And look, I mean, I'll tell you, look, full disclosure, man. Look, I've known Matt Nagy a long time. I worked with him when he was just on his way up here in Philadelphia under Andy Reid. And I know that the young man can coach. I can say that because I'm older than him. But I know he can coach, and I know he's a good dude. But and some of the things that are going on, especially at the quarterback position, look, he wasn't there when they drafted Mitch Trubisky. He was there, though, when he wasn't able to make it work with Mitch Trubisky. He did sign Nick Foles because he knew Nick Foles. I know Nick Foles. I thought that would work out better for him. But see, the issues were the offensive line was horrible. It was bad. It just wasn't good enough. I mean, these guys, they have a lot of problems now that are going to be magnified because they don't have an eraser. They don't have a fixer at the quarterback position. That's why they were basically begging Seattle to give them Russell Wilson somehow. I'm sure they said, hey, look, we're just going to give you a list here. Look at our roster. What do you want? Just take it because we want him. Just go ahead and take it. And right now, Houston, you know, look, I don't know really what's going to happen with Deshaun. Obviously, down there in Houston, I mean, they're trying to cover their rear ends, too, with the signing of Tyrod Taylor because they don't know if Deshaun's going to blink or not. And right now, Deshaun is telling them, I'm not blinking. So you better have a backup plan. So it's just, look, the NFL stays winning, man, don't they, as far as, like, the rumor mill and the news cycle. We're going to be talking about this until these two rumors absolutely go away, and I don't think they're going away anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lewis, if they can't fix the problem immediately, maybe they sell hope in the future. And to do that, they're going to have to give us maybe some draft capital, maybe trade a player. And to do that, they're probably going to have to move from 20 to probably 14 right in front of New England, yeah, or maybe Trey Lance or Mac Jones. You know, and so if they can sell hope in the future with a talented young quarterback, is that good enough to sell their job? Because if they say it's not one available in free agency, then we can go get one for the future. Just give, yeah, us a chance to build.
Yeah, Bart, I mean, that's really their only other option. As far as trying to extend this thing, you know, past 2021, in the event that they don't have a very successful win-loss record in 2021, they have to look further out. And Matt has to go in and say, hey, look, give me a chance to pick my quarterback in the draft. But see, getting just ahead of New England isn't going to be good enough. I mean, you've got to get all the way into the top 10 to assure yourself that a team like, say, San Francisco isn't going to pick a quarterback. You have to get into the top 10. And that is a long haul. I mean, what are they going to give up to get there? They're going to start going out to 22, 23, 24, the 25 draft. I mean, who knows what they'd have to do in order to go that far, especially in a year where everybody knows who the top five quarterbacks are, and everybody knows who could possibly be in contention for them. And everyone knows, if you're trying to trade with me, I know you're trading with me with a feeling of desperation. And if you're desperate, if you know that the guy who you're trying to deal with is desperate, what are you going to do? You can take everything they got.
Yep. Lease them, exactly.
And see, it's the worst of all worlds right now for Chicago, to be honest with you. It's the worst of all worlds trying to address this thing. And that's why it just seems so dire for them.
Thank you for speaking the truth.
Yeah, appreciate you. Riddick, by the way, that is a general manager's tie right there. I'm just letting you know. That's GM tie right there.
Yeah, you know, we got a couple SportsCenter specials today. I got to break out the real stuff, you know.
Always looking the part. Lewis Riddick, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Lou.
All right, guys.
You're right, though. He talks like a GM, looks like a GM. When the hell is he going to be a GM? That's really what we're waiting for.
Oh, I know.
For.
There's a good time for him to be a GM.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, for the Chicago Bears.
We know that. Yeah, we definitely know that. And he knows his stuff. You can tell. When somebody gives an opportunity, then you'll see. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Bart Scott and Alan Hahn in with J. Will. So, Chicago and their issues. Do they suck or is it just bad luck? It
all
is St. Patrick's Day. Should we talk about luck? We'll discuss that all after Jay has this from CVS.
I'm hot.
Yes, you
at
are.
CVS, we look for savings for you. From coupons and insurance coverage to lower cost options. Earn up to $50 in extra bucks each time just for filling your prescriptions. Come in or call today for a free prescription savings review at CVS. That's healthier made easier. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacists for details.
Hey, it's Greeny and Wednesday. We're all over NFL free agency, plus Ray Allen talking March Madness and more. It's me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Didn't have any stories about me at the club. Because Prime has some stories about Key at the club now for his draft party now.
Oh,
he had some good stuff that he chose not to tell on the show, which we were all respectful. Yeah. It's a good friend. Yeah. Great friend.
Prime, one of my favorite teammates of all time, man. We teased him more than any teammate that I've ever had in my life. We made T-shirts with him when he had the snakeskin suit with the 25 chains, with the iced tea, A.J. Green, A.C. Green. Was it A.C. Green? A.G. Green. Oh, whatever, A.C., whatever. He had a Jerry curl.
Yeah.
Woo.
Let's get to something, though. Like, it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing green. Somebody else missed the memo.
I didn't even know it was St. Patty's Day.
So, listen, you hear the music. Remember Press Your Luck? Remember that show?
Yeah, let's
do it. So, talk about luck on St. Patrick's Day. So, some franchises have bad luck. Or do they just suck? Like, the Bears quarterback situation is one, I guess, is easy to begin with. Think about it at their quarterback situation, right? Draft Trubisky instead of Mahomes and Watson in that same draft. They haven't figured out a quarterback spot in, what, decades? I mean, where do we go?
Jim McMahon?
I mean, like, do we go – where do you go at that point? So, is it that they've just had some bad luck, or do they just suck at picking quarterbacks?
Could it be a combination of both? Can they suck and have bad luck at the same time? Go back to Lovie Smith being there. We should never let go of him in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with our last caller on that. And then just the bad luck and the suck part combined is the fact that every time I watch Patrick Mahomes in another Super Bowl, I'm like,
That's
or Deshaun Watson. Every team's trying to trade for him. Hey, let's bring Deshaun back to the team that skipped over him and didn't pick him.
Nope.
When you pick that high, you got one job. Don't miss the layup. And they missed the layup. And the layup was Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. They missed it, so they suck for that.
Man, is that now like, you know what? That leads me to a situation that sounds very familiar. In fact, while the Bears watch Mahomes and do the, say it again, it's, how about the Portland Trail Blazers? Because, let's see. The Portland Trail Blazers, you had the number one pick.
Don't have Dame come at me.
No, this ain't about him. Okay. This is well before him. Kevin Durant sitting there. Nice freshman year at Texas. But you had Greg Oden, and he was a great player, too. And you kind of needed a big. And, boy, you didn't want history to repeat itself because you'd done it once before when you – Sam Bowie was a big man, and you wanted to go with him.
Big man bias.
And Brandon, you didn't take Michael Jordan. So you don't get KD. You don't get Jordan. You take two bigs, and they both have injuries, and they both never really have a career. Is that just bad luck, or do they just suck?
That's franchise malpractice. They suck for that because that's a big man bias. That's, as an organization, we go with the big man over the guard, and they chose wrong. Like Attila did in Lionheart.
It's bad luck. Can I give you another one? Brandon Roy. The injury.
I loved Brandon Roy.
Yeah. He was a beast. You're like, there it is. Injury. Portland is.
See, that's bad luck.
Yeah. And
he was so good.
Western Conference Finals only a couple years ago. Injuries. Nurkic. Zach Collins. Mm-hmm. Rodney Hood.
Yep.
Torn ACL. I mean, the Achilles injury.
Again, Oden, is that bad luck? Because Oden could have been a dominant big man, although, again, KD has become one of the all-time great scorers in the history of the game.
That's bad luck.
And you also – It's the fact that you did it twice, man. You did it twice.
Yeah, they need Kyrie to come sage the building.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's
this house is clear.
This house is clear. Where else can we go here? How about the 1990 Buffalo Bills?
Yeah,
Scott Norwood laces out Dan –
oh, that's a tough one.
You have a chance to win a Super Bowl on a kick that, like, Sarah Fuller would have made that. Like, she would tell us, I would have made that. So he misses. They go three more years in a row. You got four shots at it, but you get smoked in the next three. Is that just bad luck, or is there a little bit of suck in there?
That's bad luck, man. That's a feat that will never be done again. Going to the Super Bowl four straight
and not winning.
I mean, that's hard to do.
Yeah, I would say that's bad luck. But good luck trending in the right direction. Emmanuel Sanders, a good pickup for them
All right, I like
the
it.
Other day. I think it adds to the depth offensively for this team and how they're moving forward. I
like
it.
I got one personal for me. Let's go back to Portland. Carmelo Anthony. Now, and I love Melo, but think about this.
Man, don't
the
do
Pistons
that.
Passed, man,
don't,
on
don't
him.
Passed on him.
Don't do that
go
to me.
Go to Detroit. Detroit. Pissed on. You had
don't
him.
Don't do that to me. Darko Milicic.
No, we're taking the big man. Once again, Darko Milicic. They win a chip. So Melo would have had a ring, and that narrative now would have been gone.
Ooh, that would have been a squad. Rip what? City, Chauncey Billups, Melo, Tayshaun Prince.
You know why they didn't do it? Because of Tayshaun Prince. Because they love Tayshaun Prince that much, and that stopped them from getting Melo.
Think about it.
Well, how about get us Chris Bosh if we're going to get a big man?
All right, so Darko Milicic. Let me just finish the story. So then Melo, though, goes throughout his career, still has a great career, Hall of Famer, but top 10 scorer, right? But people say about his career, well, never won a chip, never was a winner, all that stuff. So for Melo, bad luck? Or is there a little bit of – he kind of sucks there.
Yeah, it's Larry Brown. That's what it is. Larry Brown not playing young guys, man, not thinking that he'll come in and commit to the defense. I know that story very well. That still hurts. Darko Milicic out there crashing his Lamborghini and running away from the car. I mean, where is Darko Milicic?
I don't know. I'm just going to let you take that one. There's a lot of anger there.
I see him asking what the five fingers say to the face.
Slap! I can't say the next word.
Bart PG is show. Very emotional.
Cold-blooded.
This is fun. Like, there's a lot of different more topics. We're running out of time, so – we'll save some of the other ones.
The Atlanta
We've got a
Falcons.
Whole list.
Oh, boy.
How about all of Atlanta sports?
All of Atlanta sports.
We got Doncic, but let's trade him for
Trey Young. Like Trey Young. Just,
people
I like
right
Luka
now
Doncic
in Atlanta just pulling off the road. Like, I need a minute. I need a 20. I can't handle this. Oh, my goodness.
Georgia
well,
football.
You know what? Andy Dalton. So another team has their quarterback. Sam Darnold stays in New York, maybe. What it all means, we'll discuss coming up next. Stay with us.
Please.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.